This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Outstanding. We are red hot rolling. Today is Saturday, September the 16th, 2023. Last week, Walter, you were talking about women's absorbent panties. So as a goof, I went online to reach out to one of these companies to start a possible sponsorship. And I got a reply mail saying that they are so overwhelmed with correspondence, it's going to take up to 11 days to reply. So I thought that was really interesting. Anyways, we got a great show for you. We want to say special hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. And all, as always, first order of business, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Police Officer Kevin Cram of the Algona, Iowa Police Department, end of watch, September 13th, 2023. His killer has been arrested. And also in Hartford, Connecticut, police detective Robert Garten of the Hartford, Connecticut Police Department, end of watch, September 6th, 2023. He was sitting in a cruiser patrol car struck by a fleeing car that was pulled over for dead tags and a bunch of other traffic violations. His killer, believe it or not, was issued traffic citations. So you have a guy outrunning the police because he's got dead tags and no inspection. And God only knows what else is going on in that automobile. Takes off from the car that pulled him over. Another car is responding with lights and sirens, a marked RMP or Radio Motor Patrol. And the dirtbag strikes this other car on purpose and the officer dies and he gets summonses. Well, that's your government at work. Anyway, speaking of summonses, or speaking of people behind bars, as this is a weekly occurrence. Hunter Biden was finally indicted on gun charges. In 2018, he wanted to go purchase a firearm, and he said on the federal law enforcement form to purchase a firearm that he was not a drug addict, was not using drugs, which was an obvious lie because the laptop from hell showed him smoking crack and walk around with a pistol. So anyways, he was indicted in Delaware on three counts. First count was lying on an ATF form when he bought the pistol by falsely swearing he was not addicted to legal drugs or using illegal drugs. He's also been indicted on lying to the federally licensed gun dealer in Delaware where he bought the gun. And he was accused of illegally possessing the gun while using drugs or being addicted to drugs, which is a federal crime. Walter, you know better than any of us. Once you get involved with narcotics, there's two other things that follow it, usually cash and firearms. So my thing is right. That, real quick before I turn over, is that, one, I foresee Hunter Biden getting a real sweetheart deal, a real plea deal on this firearm charges, not the other RICO charges that should be filed. And number two, just imagine that Hunter Biden's last name was Trump. Say he was the president's son or the former president's son. MSNBC, CNN, all the other alphabet networks would be going hog wild, saying that the president's son's a junkie. He's running around possessing guns where he shouldn't have. He's losing guns, so on and so forth. But, you know, it's, you know, justice for me, not for thee. Walt, what say you about this indictment on the president's son?
Well, you know, the questions have been posted to Jean-Pierre Caron. You know, is the president going to step in and pardon anything that happens to his son? Okay. And she, of course, she skirts the answer. I think in this case, it needs to be seen to the end. And if, you know, if Hunter is convicted and his father wants to pardon him, well, he can if he wants to. I mean, you know, he's the president. He's got the power of the presidency behind him. Will it help him in the election next year? No. It'll probably destroy anything, any chance he may have had if he does that. And even if he doesn't pardon him and he gets and Hunter gets a sweetheart of a deal, as you put it, still going to ruin his bid for a second term. Because the lies are going to come out. The lies are going to come out. There's going to be a reason for a plea deal. And the plea deal is going to be that Hunter has to say certain things, you know, about his case. And if they don't believe him, they're not going to take a deal. Again, you know, like I always say, when something happens, somebody gets indicted, somebody gets arrested, especially in high profile stuff, it gets sticky, as I always say. I've been saying that for years. It gets sticky. We have to see how it plays out. Now you're going to have all these characters, all these anti-Trump people or anti-Trumpers or whatever they call themselves, yelling and screaming, about Trump and his indictments, his recent indictments, you know, just to cover the facts of what's going on now on the Democratic side of this run for the White House in 2024. So when Hunter Biden is standing in front, because we all know the whole world knows he stood in front of court, what, 2 months ago? Okay. Yep. And the judge put the kibosh on that deal. So, this is going to be even more of an extension of that. I think the court and the prosecutors are in a good way about a case. You know, however, don't forget, it's Mr. Biden, the president, is the one who's appointed the attorney general, where all this the appeals are going to go to. So it's kind of a tough thing to call. That's why I call it sticky.
Right. Well, anyways, when we come back,
that's point.
Yep. All right, well, we're coming on our first commercial break already. When we get back, we'll talk about the United Auto Workers. Also, a sex scandal in politics. Imagine that. And my football pool goes right to hell. Stay tuned, everybody, on 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerke on 7-5 Radio. Next, we want to talk about some labor strife. Out in California, you have the Screenwriters Guild and the Actors Guild on strike for better wages and benefits and so on and so forth. But in the Motor City, we have the United Auto Workers on strike because the UAW could not come to an agreement with a contract with the big three automakers. So the UAW is looking to, they want a 46% wage increase. 46%. Right now, the top wage at for an auto worker is $32.32 an hour, which is a little bit over $60,000 a year. And so they want to bump it up to $47.34, which is near per hour, as well as they want to reduce the number of working hours. Instead of a 40-hour work week, they want a 32-hour work week. And on top of that, the UAW employees get a Cadillac health package. The General Motors alone spends $17 million a year in what they call lifestyle prescriptions, which includes Viagra. So you have General Motors spending millions of dollars on Viagra for the employees and retirees of General Motors. And all this health care costs adds an additional $1,500 per car. So whatever the price is for a brand new General Motors car is whatever it is, it plus $1,500 because they need to pay the health care benefits, including Viagra, for these retirees and employees of General Motors. So, you know, $66,000 in Detroit is very, very good, especially if you just have a high school diploma. And, you know, it's not like the bad old days where, you know, people are literally dying on the job a couple weeks. And then you get these benefits. You get a pension, which went the way of the rotary telephone and standard transmission. And you have these Cadillac health and dental benefits that people can only dream of. Because with my employer, my dental plan is some crap. Well, what say you about UAW wanting a 46% wage increase and lowering working hours?
You know, I've read a little bit about, you know, the UAW and have a little bit of knowledge of the UAW, you know, over the course of my lifetime. Now, when Detroit was the Ultima automobile factory of the world, I mean, they built everything, everything. And we exported a lot of vehicles overseas, you know, from its inception many years ago. UAW has always not been treated fairly while the executives in the various, you know, GM, Ford, Pontiac,
Chrysler,
you know, the Chryslers, and, you know, all through the years, they're flying around in $50 million planes. you know, to have lunch in L.A. with some schnook, you know, who you know, wants to be glad-handed, you know. And, you know, these the way they give each other, the executives I'm talking about still, bonuses, you know, and successful incentives that you can't miss, is horrible compared to what trickles down to the United Auto Workers. And I think that they need and require a huge raise. You know, I don't know, 46, you know, just call it 50%. That is really, really high. And what's going to happen is it's going to rebound to the consumer, because these executives aren't going to give up those $50 million jets and those $5 and $10 and $20 million incentives that are easily, you know, achieved on the backs of the UA workers, as a matter of fact, you know, plus the bonuses. So it's going to trickle down, and, you know, buying a car these days is going to cost, you know, it costs a consumer $70,000 to buy a freaking car, you know, and it's just going to raise the price of the vehicle, you know, let alone, you know, we're importing steel from around the world, and rubber, you know, which are basics of building a vehicle. And the cost of shipping it to the country is making it even worse. So do I think they deserve a raise? I absolutely do. But it's going to trickle down, just like in the grocery stores. You know, it's all about the truckers making more money because the gas is higher, and trucking and transporting goods are way over the top. And you'll have Kamala saying, well, you just don't understand the chain of supply. Well, I never had to understand it before, you dumb banana. But besides that, they do deserve a raise, okay? But somebody's got to have their head on their shoulders and think this through. Because it's they may be raising themselves out of a job. Is what I'm saying. They might raise themselves out of a job. So, you know, be careful what you ask for. You deserve it, but be careful what you ask for, because, you know, you might be unemployed. You might have to go to Japan to build cars, you know, as a UAW person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's just the way the economy has been for the past 4 years, 3 years. Since this knucklehead took over, or even in the preparation of this knucklehead taking over, you know. So, and then, you know, Kamala Chameleon, you know, she's looking all forward to a win next year and becoming, you know, commander in chief, because this guy ain't going to make 86 years old. You know, he may be standing on his feet, but, you know, it's not like there's a real running brain 6 feet above his feet, you know?
right. So. But anyways, well, you brought up a good point, with the way competition is, because unfortunately our, trade policy is some crap. That's why you had, cars, actually automobile factories move to Mexico, and then they ship the cars into the United States, because it's, Charlie Duff did a piece on this. They're paying these auto workers $2.50 an hour versus $37 an hour. So UAW is going to eventually price the auto business right into the bankruptcy. And here's another thing: these executives get tens and twenties and millions of dollars and all these bonuses. Well, that's, you know, that's for another show. But if the UAW, if they go for this $46-$47 an hour wage, they're going to be taking a pay cut if they lose money, because these car companies are now losing money because they've been forced by the Biden administration to build these cars nobody's buying. Like, you know, everybody knows the iconic Mustang from the movie Bullet and Gone 60 Seconds, the remake of Gone 60 Seconds. Now they turn into this electric SUV. It looks like total garbage, and nobody's buying it. You know, because it's not a status symbol, because especially here, everybody's driving a flipping Tesla. So, you know, if Ford loses money, are the UAW willing to take a loss too? Because, you know, that's a risk. So, and secondly, the UAW, they're the ones that keep voting Democrat and letting the people come in, you know, flood our borders and then take away good union jobs away from the union members, because union membership in America has been going down throughout the years. Personally, I think that the unions have outlived their usefulness for the most part. I remember when I got jammed up 25 years ago. God almighty, the PBA did absolutely nothing because they're running for the hills. I had the godfather Lou Matarazzo as the president at the time. Those older members of the service remember Godfather Louie, and then they had Doc Savage come in, and then he's there for a minute, and then, you know, when Doc Savage left and I was forced out the door, here comes Pat Lynch, who was a union president for 20 years. But I digress. Over the years, as the unions want more, the factories are moving. So anyways, chew on that. When we get back, we'll talk about a sex scandal here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which unfortunately I'm not part of. Also, my football pool goes right to hell on last Sunday. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Centerfire Radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment, ultimately acquitting him. To remove Paxton from office, he would have needed to have been convicted on just one of the articles. The accusations revolved around alleged misuse of his office to assist a political donor. On the second day of the UAW strike, discussions are underway between United Auto Workers and Ford and General Motors. Striking union members, including this UAW worker in Toledo, are advocating for improved pay and pension benefits.
We need more money. I mean, we've gone years without a raise. You know, we want our fair share. And that's what we're looking for, our fair share. You know, for everybody, not just for me, but for everybody that works here.
Negotiations, which paused on Friday, have now resumed, with both GM and Ford expressing their commitment. Union leaders are determined to secure what they describe as a robust and equitable contract. Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter, shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care and Rosalind Carter was diagnosed with dementia. Police in New York investigating a fentanyl-related death at a daycare center involving a child. USA's Laura Winters has more.
Detectives in New York City blaming our wide-open southern border and an endless supply of fentanyl coming across for killing a child. Police in New York City say a one-year-old boy is dead and three other children, including a baby girl, are in the hospital after eating the drug at a daycare center in the Bronx. Firefighters responding to the scene wearing breathing equipment, as initially it was believed they were responding to a carbon monoxide leak. Detectives still trying to figure out who brought the drugs into the facility.
This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back, 7-5 Radio with Scoop and Walt. During the news break, I heard a heartbreaking story. A couple kids at a daycare up in the Bronx died of a fentanyl overdose. And meanwhile, our border is just wide open. We got Chinese-made fentanyl coming across the Mexican border. And, you know, Joe Biden is in the pocket of China. And then you got cackling Harris as the borders are. She's never been down the gosh darn border. And I'd say a lot more, but we are on a family show on Family Network. But, you know, that's your government at work. So if you're all mad about Orange Man Bad and the indictments, think about this. You got innocent kids just, you know, living their lives, trying to be, you know, doing what the kids do, and they're dying because of fentanyl because our government refuses to do anything. Walt, you got any quick comments before our next story?
It's just, you know, it got to New York somehow. You know, who brought it in? Obviously, it's the staff, you know. Or it could have been one of the kids brought it in from their parents. You know, it's the kind of world we're living in these days. You know, it's got to stop.
Yep, but anyways, folks, here's a public service message. If you're a parent and have little kids living with you, don't do drugs. End of story. All right, let's move on to a sizzling political non-sex scandal or sex non-scandal. In the Commonwealth of Virginia, where I live, there's a local Senate race for the Commonwealth Senate, where a Democrat candidate for Senate named Susanna Gibson was doing pornographic material with her husband and some gentleman, not her husband. And while she doing this live streaming show, she was asking for contributions if they wanted to see something. Oh, and I'm not going to go into, I can only imagine what people would want to see. But here she is, buck naked, on, you know, with her husband or other gentle partner at the time, saying that, well, if you want to see this, give me pay some tokens or give a cash contributions, and they put it in their I guess it's like Cash App or whatever. But this brings a new sense to the phrase pay-per-view. And the Gibson campaign came out to say that this incident of leaking this pornographic material is revenge porn, which is against the law in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, the main problem is that the partner in the clips is her lawfully wedded husband. And folks, if you put something on the internet, it's there forever, more or less. And, you know, the clips are there for all to see. I've taken the painstaking duty of watching the clips to verify the authenticity. And, you know, I look at it a couple of ways. First off, Ms. Gibson is the perfect politician because she is willing to get on all fours and whore herself for money, because most politicians are whores anyways. And then, or Ms. Gibson should have realized that her political enemies will do opposition research and will scour the internet for anything, like if you're doing pornography or not. Now, if you're going to run for office, make sure that all the pornography from the internet is deleted. I mean, look at another example is Roger Stone. Turns out Roger Stone and Mrs. Stone are swingers. So he went on various swinger sites looking for partners. But here's the thing. Roger Stone is not an elected official. He does not draw a paycheck from the government. He's a private citizen, so that's his business. And if you see Roger Stone, if you ever seen Roger Stone, you'd probably move on to somebody else. But anyways, Ms. Gibson should look on the bright side. Back in 2016, somebody supporting the Ted Cruz campaign leaked nude photos of Melania Trump, and Trump's approval rating went up. And just like in 2016, I took painstakingly due diligence to make sure that the photos were indeed Mrs. Trump. Now, personally, I really don't care about what Ms. Gibson and her husband does, how they put food on their table. But the simple fact she's a Democrat, that bothers me more. She can do pornography with whoever she wants, all she wants, and run for office. But just the fact she's a Democrat, because we all know every single week we let you know, inform everybody know that these Democrats are some absolute garbage. They're like enemies of the American people. These people hate America. They hate the Constitution. They hate your free speech. They hate God. They hate whites. They hate white males. They hate cops. And they think black people are totally helpless. That's why black people are vote for Trump. But on the flip side, Congresswoman Laura Boebert was attending a movie in a theater. And supposedly the surveillance camera of her date was getting touchy-feely on her. But they're trying to make this a scandal when it's not, because I guess it was consensual. And again, with Ms. Boebert, I really don't care, because, you know, it's her business. And if she didn't like it, she could have told her partner to stop. Well, what say you about this non-scandal concerning sexual activity, which does not involve me as usual?
You know, like I said, I like to do homework, you know, when I'm not familiar with, you know, with the topic that we cover. So if you send me that website where I could observe these pornographic films, I can give you my I could give you my commentary next week.
All right, well, if you go to 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org, there is a link. I'm not going to put pictures on the website, but there is a link. I did put Hunter Biden's performance just to show people how good a father Joe was in terms of raising his kids and what so forth. But server took the pornographic material of Hunter Biden down, but you can go on, click the link.
I want to do my homework, because I want to see if there's a difference between, you know, a Democrat doing pornography as opposed to a Republican doing pornography. So, you know, I have to view it to make sure that, you know, I get my story straight.
Okay. in terms of quality of the participants, it's average. Again, it's amateur filmmaking. Mm-hmm. It's not professional.
And how many times did you watch? How many times did you watch for the quality of the participants?
No comment. I watched it enough to verify it is Susanna Gibson and her husband, whoever, Mr. Gibson. So, anyways. So. But are we so desensitized in sex scandals that, you know, here you can watch a lady running for political office, watch her in hardcore pornographic material, and we just don't bat an eye?
It's like this, you know. You know, my good friend, Michael Dowd, his trial judge, Kimber Wood, she posed for Playboy or Penthouse, one or the other.
Playboy.
So, and Playboy, and she's a judge, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I personally did not, you know, Google up, you know, Judge Kimber Wood to go ahead and take a look. I know what a breast looks like. I know what a vajayjay looks like. So, you know, I don't have to. You know, do I want to see it? Well, if I see it and I can't have it, I don't want to look at it. What do? We start installing dance poles in Washington, D.C. somewhere? You know, like, use the subway poles?
No, it's Richmond.
The subway car poles for a background, for a video, you know, if she wants to dance on the pole. I don't know.
Right,
did we get this far in this story?
Because it's it's a political sex scandal. Okay, you got Kimber Wood, who is a judge. She posted for Playboy. Were they nude pictures or non-nude pictures? Or don't you know?
They were nippling, from what I heard.
Oh. So But was she a judge before or after the fact she was on the?
After.
That's another factor. She did it before. After. Wow.
Yeah, she was a judge after she did this. Is what I was trying to say.
Wow. Right. Then you know you have right. You have John Kennedy sneaking women in and out of the White House. You had Bill Clinton and that fiasco where we had people like poor Gary Byrne was right in the middle of it. And anyways, we come back. We'll talk about my awesome fantasy football team. Stay tuned, everybody.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back, and it is the start of the 2023 national football season. And like most Yahoos, I play fantasy football, and I put all my marbles in one player. Yep, that's right. One person that will bring our favorite team to the promised land, none other than Aaron Rodgers, who helped the Jets to a win in week number one, and he's out for the rest of the season. But it was a great run while it lasted. Here's looking to next year, and so on and so forth. But with that being said, the New York Jets blew $75 million on a player that made four plays. That's it. Four downs and he's out. $75 million. So as they got Aaron Rodgers to the Meadowlands, of course they raised season ticket prices, seat prices, concession prices, parking prices, so on and so forth, which just makes it makes the experience unaffordable for most people. Over here in Washington, D.C., where the Redskins play,
They raised the prices on the pornography theaters, I guess.
Moving right along. Washington, D.C. Yeah,
not that I would know anything about it.
Well, why would you pay for it?
I mean, I don't go to
it's
I don't live in D.C., so I don't go to the porn theaters there. So,
Walter, I'm not talking about pornographic theaters. I'm talking about going to football games and paying $50 to park at FedEx Field. And FedEx Field is rated the worst experience for NFL games. But anyways, they blew all this money
going to a pornography movie.
Right, spending $50. But then again, this is not 1982. We can't go to like 8th Avenue and 42nd Street and go to a establishment and feed the machine.
Thanks to Rudolph Giuliani, you know, that was a good thing.
Yep. Plus technology, because it's streaming everywhere. It's on your phone. It's on your computer, your tablet, your television. Just anywhere you have a screen, you can. Yep, it's our website. But anyways, well, you came up. Let's go back to football, another form of pornography, because people just can't get enough of football.
I don't know how you end up with these stories going into pornography, but that's the second one in a row. So go ahead, continue, my friend.
Anyways, the experience at these games are no longer affordable for the average fan. I was telling Walt earlier this week, some of my favorite times with my family, I went with my father, grandfather, my uncle to the old Yankee Stadium and watched Reggie Jackson play. And then about 13 years ago, me and my brother went to Citi Field to watch the Mets play. And, needless to say, neither one of us could drive a car legally in the state of New York. But the prices of these games are just so outrageous, because they have to pay these people millions of dollars. And these people are not worth millions of dollars. I mean, anymore. But Walt, you had a great idea on how to keep costs down and still pay the players a decent wage. Why don't you take it away?
Well, with the incentives, you know, it's a shame that the players now are getting as much money. I mean, I don't like it. I like baseball. I'll still watch baseball. I don't care how much somebody's getting paid. That's not my point. My point is that they can earn that kind of money without a contract guaranteeing them that kind of money. Give them the incentive contract. You give them the basic salary and say, okay, if you hit 40 home runs, you get $5 million. If you get 105 RBIs, you get another $5 million. If we win a World Series, you get a $20 million bonus. Incentives. If you break this record, you get X amount of dollars. And it should be all across the way. I mean, there's players that, get all right, I'm going to put it into perspective. Yankees pitcher Gerrit Cole, okay? The guy makes $30 million a year. He starts 30 games a year, which means he gets paid $1 million per game. Okay, every pitch, if he throws 100 pitches, every time he throws the ball to the catcher, he makes $10,000.
Wow.
Silence, right? Okay, so when he's on the mound, remember that. God bless him. He's an athlete. He's in the right place at the right time of the right time in 2023, in the year of our Lord. He makes $10,000 when he's on the mound every time he throws the freaking ball. Okay, put that into perspective. And he pitches three times a minute. He throws a pitch three times a minute. So if he gets, 200 strikeouts, which he already accomplished this year, he should be paid $5 million and then $5 million for doing the 200 strikeouts, and then $5 million, for pitching, 10 complete games. It should be an incentive, okay, especially when they get older, because they don't pay the young guys nothing, all right? But then, two, 3 years into out of their rookie contract, then the signing, you could tell when a rookie, finally makes big time. He's got one of them big fat LL Cool J chains around his neck. you know, at bat, you know, and the diamond earrings right. and stuff. Okay, we know it. And then he's wearing different colored spikes, you know, that kind of thing. So we know when they hit the big time, okay? That's when they should be getting paid if they're putting out. But to sign a 35-year-old player to $25 million a year for 4 years is just stupid. It's stupid. You're going to end up spending that money. The player isn't going to be performing for you, and he's going to be traded to another team, or you're going to drop him so another team picks him up. Yet you got players in the minor leagues that are starving to death. So, you know, let's stop the $90 billion contracts. It's ridiculous. You're guaranteeing these right. players $500 million, $500 million over a 15 or 20 year period. That's utterly ridiculous. You know,
right?
It's utterly ridiculous,
right?
And you got Bobby. For example, Bobby Bonilla signed the best contract in the world in the '90s with the Mets. He's going to get $1 million a year, and what, for another 15 years?
Yep.
So you know, it's just utterly ridiculous at this point.
Right, and if you remember the movie Moneyball, the. Oakland A's got David Justice back from the Yankees. He had a $7 million contract. The A's was paying him $3 million, and Steinbrenner was paying him like $4 million to play for the Yankees. It's crazy. I mean, great. Right. Once again, good on you, but, you know, but for me to bring a little scoop to the ballpark is just not happening because, again, you go down there. You go to the ballpark.
Your family is going to cost you $2,000 between tickets and food and driving and parking and beer and you know whatever else your kid wants to get. And when you're there with your family, I mean, it's supposed to be a family outing. Yeah, pay $5 for a little bag of chips that used to be a nickel when I was a kid. Come on, that's just
right.
stupid.
Or $10 beers, $12 beers, $8 hot dogs. And of course, the kid won't eat at home, but you know, you take him out somewhere, he'll eat like there's no tomorrow. He'll want a hamburger, he'll want a hot dog, you want a pretzel, you want ice cream, you want. And what are you gonna say? No. Well, I would personally, I'd say no. Then he wants a hat. Then he wants a glove. Then he wants a banner. He wants a you know all that crap that eventually ends up in the garbage.
That's, yeah.
But you know. But eventually,
Then it all falls on the floor when you're going after a foul ball. So you drop $250 worth of food on the floor to try and catch a $5 foul ball.
Yeah, that the player from the opposing team gets. But you know, eventually, I do want to bring my son to a baseball game because it's you know it's like a family tradition. All my brothers went to with my father, or went with me, or my father went with his father, so on and so forth. So I like to take my son to a baseball game eventually. But another thing that these major league sports need to realize that you know people have a lot of other things to do on with their free time because if 100 years ago we didn't have telephones, we didn't have. Televisions, we didn't have radio, so everybody went to the ballpark because that was the thing to do. Now everybody's got phones and movies and everybody's got a million TV shows they have to catch up on or podcasts they want to listen to or this awesome radio show. So, you know, if you keep pricing yourself out of the market, the people are no longer going to go. It's like, well, you know, just like you, like you're not going to drive up to Yankee Stadium because you can watch the Yankee games in Tennessee. And you know, me, I really don't care about sports anymore because they've gone woke. You know, flipping the channels last Sunday, they still had End Racism and all, you know, all these other stupid messages from in a stadium filled with like 60,000 white people and 22 black dudes on the field. This is and racism. Like the black dudes on the field make more money than like the whole stadium combined, just about. Anyways, we made it through another week For Walter Yerhue, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, and do not comply. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.